Welcome to the podcast of Broadway Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky, and the preaching of Pastor Daniel Othman, a biblical church centered on Christ.
Thank you so much. Welcome to Sunday Night Church. We have tonight, we have an exciting night. I'm going to be preaching here out of the book of Numbers, so I want you to open up. It's going to be a short sermon because we have business meeting afterwards, so you'll have the opportunity to participate in business meeting after this. But in the meantime, I'm going to show you all a passage of Scripture that we need to know about because Jesus spoke about this passage. So you want to follow along. We'll have the words up on the screen as well. So this here is actually a conversation. It's in Numbers chapter 21, but it's important because Jesus spoke about this in his nighttime conversation with Nicodemus. And this actually led up to the most famous Bible verse of all, which is John 3:16. So knowing the context of what's going on is important for us because it brings us to the point here of where we see what it means to look to Jesus and how, if we're not careful, things in our life, such as in this case a bronze snake, how it actually led to idol worship. And then Jesus says that's not what that's about at all. It's actually a picture of what's going to happen here with Jesus dying on a cross. So you have your Bibles, and you're in Numbers chapter 21. I'm going to read verses 4 through 9. Then I'm going to reference John chapter 3 and then 2 Kings chapter 18. So that's where we're going to be in our Scripture. But you're in your Bible, Numbers chapter 21. So what's going on here is they are in the desert and the people are complaining. And the Lord is going to send venomous snakes to bite the people. So I'm going to actually show you. Before I read, I want to show you a picture of what most Bible scholars think, what type of snake it was. It's actually called a carpet snake. I found that on Wikipedia, and that is what the snake most likely is like. So you would not want to meet that snake in the sand there in the wilderness in the middle of the desert because it's a highly venomous snake, and that's what we're going to see. So that snake ends up being on a bronze statue for the people to look to be saved. So Numbers 21, verse 4, then they set out from Mount Or by way of the Red Sea to bypass the land of Edom. But the people became impatient because of the journey. The people spoke against God and Moses. Why have you led us up from Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread or water, and we detest this wretched food. Then the Lord sent, look at this, they're complaining. These same people who've been complaining the whole time as we've been going through the book of Numbers, they're still griping here. Then they said here, the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people, and they bit them so that many Israelites died. Now, I was in Boy Scouts years ago, and they explained the difference between a poisonous and venomous snake. There's no such thing, actually, as a poisonous snake because poison soaks into your skin and venom is ejected into you. But these were poisonous snakes, the Bible says. So that carpet viper is a venomous snake. But God sent these snakes to kill the people who are complaining. So the people in verse 7, the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you." They immediately recognize this tragedy, this snake, this death that we're experiencing, it is a result, and it came from the Lord. So it says here that they came to Moses, and they're confessing their sin, and they say, the people said to Moses, "Intercede with the Lord so that he will take away the snakes from us." And Moses interceded for the people. So Moses is praying for the people. Intercessory prayer is when you are praying for someone else. When someone has a prayer request in Sunday school, when someone is asking you to pray for them, they're asking for intercessory prayer. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake image and mount it on a pole. When anyone who is bitten looks at it, he will recover." So the bronze snake is on this pole. So as you get bit by your carpet viper, you look to the snake on the pole, and that's your salvation. So Moses made a bronze snake and mounted it on a pole. Whenever someone was bitten and he looked at the bronze snake, he recovered. So what we see there in this picture is the Lord has set this up so that you look to the snake that's on the pole when you are dying of venom and you're alive. So that was their salvation. This is a picture of the coming Messiah who's going to be lifted up on that cross. But this is what's sad about this. I have this up on the screen. 2 Kings 18:4. The people, they did not get rid of this bronze snake. 700 years later, there is a king who's cleaning up Israel. His name's Hezekiah. And look what he found here. He's finding all this idol worship. And that bronze snake was still being, it wasn't being looked to for salvation. They had turned it into an idol. And it says here in 2 Kings 18:4, he, that's a reference to King Hezekiah, he removed the high places, shattered the sacred pillars, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces, look at this, the bronze snake that Moses had made. There it is again. That snake, that's a 700-year-old bronze snake. They, look what they were doing. For until then, the Israelites were burning incense to it, and it was called Neshtalan. And that is, which Neshtalan means, if you notice there's a footnote in your Bible, it says a bronze thing, meaning it's just this, it's an idol. They're worshiping this idol here of this snake. And what was actually meant to save them, this snake, from snake being bitten by a venomous viper, actually turned it into something of an object of worship. Now, last verses we're going to look at tonight. Jesus spoke about this snake in John chapter 3. John chapter 3, this is the nighttime conversation with Nicodemus. So the goal of this message is to be able to see, have you been bitten by anything? Is there bitterness, unforgiveness, anger, hatred? Is there anything in your life? It might not... Probably a lot of us, I've only met in my life one person who's actually been bit by a venomous snake. And he was running in Lake Martin, Alabama. He was running down a hill and he stepped on we call them cotton mouths down there, a venomous water snake, and it bit the bottom of his foot. He says it was horrible pain. I mean, it's like two knives just went up in there. He had to go to the ER. They gave him anti-venom. And he lived. He was okay. He didn't lose his foot or anything. That's the only person I've ever met who's been actually bit by a venomous snake. And he was a college student, just running wild. So at the lake is what he was doing. Look at what Jesus said about this. Jesus picks up on this, and he reminds us in verse 14, John 3:14. He says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Jesus recognizes what Moses is doing by lifting up the snake for salvation is actually what the cross does. This is what we celebrate on Good Friday. We remember Jesus' death. He was lifted up. And it says in verse 15, this sets up for John 3:16. This is setting this up. In verse 15 it says, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. And that is the one who is lifted up. So when we feel like we have been bitten, when we feel like we have poison, we've been bitten by venom, or whatever it's been, our only hope for reconciliation with God is looking to the one who has been lifted up. Christ tells us, Jesus commands us, that we look to him for salvation. God, I thank you for this word here. I pray it seals on our hearts that we look here in your word and it teaches us about the bronze snake, how you used this with Moses as a precursor of what's going to occur with you on the cross. Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that this Bible story is one that's actually reminds us of where our hope is solely at. And Lord, it's with you. Lord, I pray for tonight as we have this invitation, as we respond to you, thank you for being able to come and participate in evening worship here at our wonderful church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand together. We're going to have our closing song of invitation. You can respond to Jesus tonight. This is your time to respond to the Lord. Then we will go into business meeting.